এবারে আরম্ভ করুন। আর
প্রিচিং ডিপেন্ডস অন বোথ। ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ কাল শিক্ষা গুরু হি সেন্ট হিজ বুকস ইন মাউন্টেন্স মিক্স অফ রিভার্স
oceans
everywhere where he could not reach, his books were there, and reading by books so many came. Very few months he established math everywhere in world. So I have written more than him about
100
or more. Why not me? So I request all that thinking book distribution one of the preaching and very
quickly
my books should reach everywhere as Swamiji books. So my request to all, top to bottom, my books featuring store in one day or 2 days, I don't want to see books there. I want that in day or two, the books should be booked here and there, not on the day. Gau Prema.
Yeah.
Anyone more with you? The session come.
Thank you. Yeah.
ज्ञानतमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्ताय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तवै वास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नाम चरणान्ति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हार्ट
धन्यवाद प्रणाम
धन्यवाद प्रणति इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय spiritual master Nitya Leela Praveshtam Vishnu Bhav Ashtota Shastri Madhakti Pragyan Vishnu Bhav. I am sent to my Shiksha Guru Nitya Leela Praveshtam Om Vishnu Bhav Ashtota Shastri Madhakti Vedam Vishnu Bhav. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam what a pearl of elder. Even a boy of 5 years, how he took darshan of Narayan only in 6 months. So,
Shrauti Maharaj, where?
Microphone, Shrauti Maharaj. Hey, Jadanish.
And so He only was taking privates Spoke in this kingdom, and after some time he went to with his father to Varuka for many more years.
The age of a man was 1 lakh years.
100,000.
So, Bharat, after him, Bharat made has come. He left this world in his half age, 50 years age, like Malava.
Like stool.
Like stool.
Like stool.
Like a stool passing. If you have a big
pressure.
Pressure
pass.
Of passing, but no way. Then what do you do?
Very happy.
In your mouth. Also, anyhow, you will pass.
Like baby. Go. Like baby.
And baby.
Like you did in Malaysia.
In this way, in 50 years, he left this world. Went in the forest and luckily how he was so much attached on a deer. That is three
lifetimes.
Lifetime was lost. In third he became Brahman and he used to be a dumb.
Deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb.
And thus, oh, Shyamrani. You can come and see. Oh.
Oh, my God, I'm in the question. Ashram in the forest where you performed Ray Rosemary's and practiced his mantra. Chanting his mantra, he began to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the expansion of Lord Narayana, situated in the sun. And as he was approaching Bhava Bhakti, he began to experience Asta-Satvik bhavs of hair standing on end, voice trembling, complexion pallid, becoming stunned. So as we can see, he was very advanced in devotion. But he wasn't fully advanced. Generally, a person in that level never falls down again into the material world. But he did so externally by his own past karma, accumulated activities, but actually just to give us, the conditioned soul, a teaching how careful we must be in the execution of our services under the guidance of Sri Guru. So Bharata Maharaj was performing his austerities, his devotional service, his mantras, and at that time, all of a sudden, there was a big roar of a lion. Hearing the sound of the roar of a lion, a female deer, as you know, deers are always afraid of this and that, always very restless. So that deer became so afraid, she was in the middle of drinking water from the river, and right in the middle, she jumped over the river to get to the other side out of fear. And as she did so, she dropped her baby that she was carrying. And the baby fell in the waves of the river. She ended up on the other side, and so tortured in her mind, she entered the cave and died immediately. So Bharata Maharaj saw all this, and he took compassion on that poor deer, and brought it to the surface, and began taking care of it. He began taking care of it so much and thinking of the deer that gradually he forgot his devotional practices. He started thinking of the deer as his dear son. Whenever he would eat, he would call the deer to eat with him. He would always walk with the deer, put the deer on the lap, fondle the deer, kiss the deer. He began to imagine that the deer was a great soul. So gradually, he forgot everything. He would be in the middle of his mantra and not see the deer just right in front of him. He would stop chanting his mantra and go to make sure the deer was there. Then seeing the deer behind him, feeling satisfied, he continued his mantra. So one day, that deer disappeared, took a long walk, and Bharata Maharaj couldn't find him. So he was in great lamentation. And he becomes such a madman because material attachment makes us totally mad. So he began to lament. I am so unfortunate that this great soul took my shelter, but I could not give it proper shelter. So now it left me. Although I'm unfortunate, the earth is fortunate because somewhere on this earth, my darling dear is walking. So searching and searching, now he become older, gradually he died. And at the time of death, he saw that deer standing by him, lamenting. So thinking of the deer, Bharata Maharaj became a deer. But because of his previous life's advancement to the point of Bhava Bhakti, or approaching there, he remembered his previous mistake. Lament and repent. How foolish I was that I left my family, all my wealth, my kingdom, my riches, and then I became attached to a small deer. How foolish. I'm not going to let that happen again. So he didn't associate with the other deers. He left his mother. He went to her hiding on top of the stages. And his next life, he took birth as a great devotee. Bharat, but now he was to be called Jat Bharat. Jat means very dull, dumb, can't hear, can't speak, can't follow any instructions. So he was born to be wife of Brahmana. And his father and mother tried to educate him in Brahminical culture, but he would do everything backwards. Like first chant your mantras, then brush your teeth, then take bath, then brush your teeth, then pass school. Everything he did backwards. Why? Because he didn't want anybody to associate with him. He didn't want to get contaminated again. So after his mother and father died, his brothers began to treat him very badly, and they gave him the job of being like a live scarecrow to take care of the field, their agricultural field. At which time, some dacoits who were looking for a human animal, a dull human animal, to sacrifice to Kali, and they found him thinking he was a perfect specimen. So they brought him, he didn't protest at all, because Maya Krishna Rakhi Rakhi Krishna Maya. He was thinking, whoever Krishna wants to kill, no one can save, whoever Krishna wants to save, no one can kill. He was simply at the depending on the Lord for whatever he wanted to kill. So they brought him to the deity of Kali, and they decorated him, fed him very sumptuously, bathed him, put on ornaments. And they were just about to cut off his head, just because to please Kali, thinking, to please Kali to get money from her, to get wealth. But Kali is a devotee, she's Lord Shiva's consort, and a pure devotee of the Lord. So she was intolerant of his heinous act to offend the pure devotee. So she immediately burst out from her deity. Her deity burst, and she came out with her sword and hatchets, and all of her demonesses came out, and they all immediately cut the heads of those dacoits and drank their blood from their necks. And of course, Jet Bharat nicely escaped. Then there was one king who was arriving on the palanquin, and something happened to one of his palanquin carriers. So he sent out his men to get another palanquin carrier, somebody young, strong, and stout, and they found Jat Bharat, thinking he was a perfect person. So Jat Bharat was a perfect person, as you'll find out soon. He began to carry the palanquin. He didn't mind whatever job he was given, thinking it was doing his task for the activities. So as he was walking, carrying the palanquin, he was seeing that there was an insect on the floor. So pure devotees don't like killing insects. So he was tiptoeing around them and jumping here and there. And so the palanquin became very unsteady. And the king was blaming his regular people, but they said, no, it's that new one. So the king, very proud and puffed up, he started chastising Bharat. Very sarcastically. Oh, I see that you have no one to help you. And he's so weak and so skinny. Isn't it too bad working so hard? And that's why you can't do such a good job. But Jat Bharat, he was transcendental on the hoof. He didn't care for happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, he didn't call. He wasn't at all disturbed. So he kept walking. Trying to avoid the ants. So now the king was even more furious, King Ruhana, and he started chastising them. How dare you? I'm the master, you're the servant. How dare you not properly take my chariot, my palanquin, and walk with it properly? I'll have to punish. So speaking in this very harsh way, finally, Jat Bharat responded. And he responded very peacefully. Not at all touched by the harsh words, but the pure devotee, he always likes to work for the welfare of others, even those who are trying to hurt him. He wants to do welfare to them. So he told King Ruhana, As a soul, I do nothing in this world. Now you say that you're the master and I'm the servant. But that's very temporary due to your karma. And in your last life, you made me the servant and I made you the master. And I made all of you what to do. In fact, if you were the master, then you could tell me what to do and I'd listen. But I'm not listening, I can't follow. So how are you the master? By hearing the transcendental instructions from Jatavarat, the king, who was anyway on his way to the ashram of Kapiladev, so he was actually pious and looking for spiritual enlightenment, and that's why the Lord arranged that he meet with Jatavarat. He was so affected that he got down from his palanquin and offered his obeisances to Jatavarat. And he said, "Who are you? Are you a demigod? Or are you a sub-demigod? Are you a great Krishna? Who are you? And these instructions that you've given me, I can appreciate that you came to a transcendental, very elevated person. So I feel so bad that I offended you. Please forgive me." But then again, I'm not exactly convinced in your argument. Because you say that the soul is not affected by anything material. But I'm thinking that it is. One's spirit activities leading to various pains and pleasures are felt by the mind and also felt by the soul. So how can you say that the soul is aloof? If rice and milk is cooked in a pot, and the pot has boiling water in it, the rice and the milk will also be as the pot of boiling water boils. So by our fruitive activities, we suffer pain and we enjoy pleasure, and that's felt by the intelligence, the mind, and the soul as well. But I know that there's some defect in my understanding because I can see that you're a great sage. Can you please clarify this for me? So very beautifully, Judge Barrett began to tell him that actually the soul is never affected by any material circumstances. But the mind, when the soul, the conditioned soul is attached to the mind dictates that now you're suffering, now you're enjoying, now you're the master, now you're the servant. Whereas actually, the only master is the three modes of nature. We're neither servant nor master. So really the soul is not affected, but only by attachment to the mental conception does it think, now I'm taking birth, now I'm dying. So then Varun Maharaj told him about the forest of material enjoyment, which is symbolic of the conditioned soul wandering through various universes. And he told him that ultimately, the only way to get free from this cycle of repeated birth and death situations is to smear one's body with the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee. So at that time, King Rukmini surrendered to Jatavarat and he also became a pure devotee.
In this, we see even a person a detached totally and reached up to God. But he may be attached. There is no chance. This is a special case. Pandit Thakur has told.
Prem vichintita chesta.
He received up to bhav. But it was too much attached. And the end of life, he became dear. So, if anyone, instead of dear, will attach and always thinking about Krishna and his associates, then what will be done? He will be associate of Krishna. So, Maharaj Bharat, he has reached up to bhav, but luckily, he lost three
lifetimes.
So we should know that, and we should be very careful about this. After this, Bharat. Ajami.
Somebody should translate.
He goes.
বলে কাউ ট্রান্সলেশন করতে ইংলিশে বলতে পারবে না
ট্রান্সলেশন
বলতে পারবে বলতে
পারবে
Ajamil.
Purve Nama Shambhaya Rikaya Sakta
Sarketa.
Krishna Vishnu Naya Dhotaya Pancha
Raja Kula Dhuva. Raja Kula Dhuva.
Patita
Kula Dhuva.
So he said that Gurudev, especially in Kali Yuga, all becomes free of that sinful activity and doesn't have to go to hell. So Prince Maharaj was hearing very carefully. And he said, Buddha, this is not true. One who takes bath in dirty water, how can he become clean? How can one become purified by performing material activities, by performing another material activity? Like an elephant. Elephant takes bath, and what's the first thing he does when he comes out of the river? Again, he rolls to the dust and becomes dirty. So even one performs prayaschitta, purification processes, as soon as he finishes the process, performs the same activity again. Why? Because the seed of desire is in his heart. Therefore, Gurudeva, I do not accept this process. Then, Sukadeva Goswami, then he explained the process of dhyana. Brahmacharya, satcharya, samyacharya, by the following of brahmacharya, by controlling the mind and senses, satyavena sochamcha, by being truthful and being always clean, by performing these different limbs of dhyana and sadhana, one becomes purified. But this is Prince Maharaj is hearing very carefully. He said, Gurudev, I do not accept this also. One cannot be purified of desire simply by dhyana sadhana. He gave the example, like a bamboo forest is burnt to ashes. It looks like there's nothing there. But what happens as soon as it rains? Again, the seed of desire sprouts. Because that seed has not been destroyed. Only the external activities have been destroyed, but not the desire. Therefore, Narayana.
Ketchit
Kevalaya Bhakta. Narayana.
Parayana. Not the caste name, not the Yadu
Bhaskara. Niravira Bhaskara. Therefore, just like bamboo grass is not destroyed by fire, but it again sprouts. In the same way, only pure devotion is capable of completely removing the seed of desire itself. Ignorance is there. Unless you remove the cause of ignorance, then ignorance must again manifest in someone's activities. So just like when the sun rises in the early morning, the sun has not completely arisen, only just beginning to arise. At that time, all darkness and fear of ghosts and criminals is immediately removed. So even when the shadow of devotion enters the heart of a person, all ignorance is removed. So to explain the glories, what to speak of the glories of pure devotion? Sukadeva Goswami described the glories of even Bhakti Abbas, the shadow of devotion, by describing the history of the Brahman, Ajahnuma. Sukadeva Goswami described Ajahnuma was a very, very pious Brahman. He appeared in a high class family. He was always engaged in serving his mother and father, worshipping the household devotees. He was always engaged in performing the yajna and pious activities. Ajahnuma was very well behaved, in control of his mind and senses, a good example of smart Brahman. So, Sri Ajahnuma, one day he went to the forest. And in the forest, what did he see? One low-class Sudra woman. She was a prostitute, actually. She was embracing a low-class Sudra. Both of them were intoxicated, and that prostitute's cloth was falling off. Ajahnuma tried to not look, but check himself. Lust is so powerful. So he went home and he tried to remember the instructions of the scriptures that every woman should be seen as mother or daughter, but he could not because lust is so powerful. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked the question, O Sri Krishna, why is one forced to act even against his will? And Krishna said, Arjuna, it is lust only, which is the eternal enemy of the soul. And covers only the soul like dust. His wife from the home. He drove his elderly then say that prostitutes have to commit sinful activities like robbery, murdering, gambling, intoxication, even ritual meat. He completely gave up all the principles of Vedic culture, or religious culture. Even he was so lusty, he was producing one child after another in the womb of that prostitute. But by good fortune, the 10th child, while he was in the womb, then he got some advice to give the name of his child, the name Narayan. These days, people call their children Pinky Winky, Stinky Winky. No relation to any name of Bhagavan. So in Vedic culture, the name of Bhagavan is given to the children. So you'll hear why. So Bhagavan is arranged to give even small cats, dogs, mouse, rabbits, deers, cows, even humans to some degree. And when they're small, they're very, very beautiful and attractive. Therefore, nature, Arjuna, he was always calling his young son, "Oh, Narayan, come here. Narayan, eat. Narayan, bad boy Narayan, don't do that again. Narayan, pay attention." He was always calling Narayan, 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 Narayan. So Gurudev said this was like the sadhana of Arjuna, Narayan. So Arjuna forgot about death, but death did not forget about Arjuna. At the exact moment, he said at the time of death, all of us have been given a certain amount of grace. Therefore, activities like jogging and this is not very good, because your lifespan goes on very quickly. So Arjuna, he could not move from the bed, his voice became shorter, then the young Yamadutas came for him. Those Yamadutas were very, very fierce in appearance. Actually, in the Puranas, it describes those persons who were very pious. Yamaraj comes for them, but Yamaraj is very beautiful and handsome, and he welcomes you with so much respect. But a person who is very sinful, then why a great personality like Yamaraj would come for them now? But then he sends the Yamadutas. So these are true stories. You should not think them to be imagination. I heard one story that was one devotee distributing his Bhagavatam in the airport. So he was talking to one guy who was in a suit and tie describing about the fifth canto. The guy was like not taking it seriously. Then the devotee turned to the photograph of the Yamadutas snatching his soul from the body of Arjuna. So when that man saw that photo, he became so fearful, he passed all of his hands and fell on the ground in the middle of the airport. Then the devotee was amazed, what happened? And he said, a few years ago I had a car accident and I had a near-death experience. So first I was going to the light, Jesus was there, my family members were there. Most people come back from that, but that man said I went one stage further and three questions came for me. And that was exactly what they were like. I mean, I'm not going to story because I really was so much. So he became.
भारत में एक पेपर में निकला है जंपिंग कैसे उसको फोन से ले गए ये एक पेपर है
boy do. Then he remembered what Narayan side, and on the other side the followers of Karma Kanda. Those who believe that karma is everything, and the devotees who believe Bhagavad-gita is everything. How do we really divide like that? This is a discussion between the devotees and the followers and believers in Bhagavad Kanda. So, the Yamadutas, the Vishnudutas ask him, oh, the followers of Yamaraj, you know all religious principles, then please tell us, why are you taking the soul of this sinless man and taking him for punishment? Please tell us, who should be punished and who should not be punished? Then the Yamadutas also said, we also know the principles of religion. Bhagavan Narayan has spoken the Vedic principles, that is called Veda. And we have heard from Yamaraj, our spiritual master, those who follow the path of pious activities are rewarded, and those who follow the path of sinful activities and perform no form of penance, they are punished by Yamaraj at the time of death. As you know, gave up the order of his spiritual master, he gave up the service to his mother and father, he gave up the association of his properly vaguely married wife, he engaged in intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, he did everything. He was a cleanup boy. Therefore, he has not performed any pious activities, we are taking him to hell. And the other Vishnu smile. How very funny it is. In a religious assembly, in the name of religion, you are performing your religious act. As you know, by chanting the name of Lord Narayan once, he is atoning for more sinful activities than it's possible to commit. Therefore, the name of Bhagavan has such power. Therefore, as you know, he was not dead. He was listening to this conversation as the Vishnudutas described the glories of the name of Narayan. The holy name of Lord Narayan is the best and most powerful process of atonement. One who cheats, one who disobeys the spiritual master, one who has sex with the wife of the guru, one who kills cows, robs brahmins, who takes intoxication, who steals gold, who lies and cheats. Even the most simple man can be purified by the chanting of the holy name. He was hearing this Hari Katha, this devotee Katha spoken by the pure devotees. Satam Prasanna Mamabhyajasam Bhavati Vidhana Rasayana Vidhana Tadyosana Asura Avadhi Shraddha Radhi Bhakti Anushana Siddhi. If we hear Hari Katha, what will happen? If we're really hearing, faith must come. As you know, he's hearing, oh, by chanting the name of the Lord, by accident, I became free from birth and death. Imagine what would happen if I chanted the holy name with devotion. Then Ajahnu, he wanted to touch the feet of the Vishnudutas, but he did not have enough pious, no spiritual security. Therefore they disappeared. Ajahnu immediately woke up, and what did he do? He left everything there and went to the Himalaya. And thinking those four Vishnudutas would be his initiating spiritual master, he constantly engaged in chanting the name of Narayan with devotion. There was a time of death, because Ajahnu had achieved pure bhakti, the four Vishnudutas came. He saved spiritual masters, and they took Ajahnu on the Vaikuntha Bhima and took him back to Bhakti. So Guru Maharaj says, Ajahnu got such a result by chanting the holy name by accident. Son came from the Vaikuntha class, no one would get higher energy. Vaikuntha Nama Grahani. Ajahnu can chant the holy name. There are four ways to chant the holy name by accident. That is called Nandavas. There are three stages of chanting. The pure chanting. Everyone chant Hare Krishna?
Krishna!
Did you see Radha Krishna? Okay. You saw Radha Krishna, that means you're chanting the pure name. If you didn't see Radha Krishna, you achieved liberation, that means you're chanting Nandavas. And if you didn't get any of those two, then you're chanting the holy name with offense. That is not. should not chant with any Anurag. Arjuna was very, very simple, but he never made any offense to any Vaishnava. Why? Because no Vaishnava went near him. Arjuna was more fortunate than us, because we are an association of Vaishnavas, and we can make so much offense to each other to a spiritual master of Vaishnava. Therefore, Arjuna Maharaj ki.
Damodar Maharaj.
Krishna is supreme personality of God. Out of mercy, how this fallen deed
conditions so
will be liberated. He is very poor. After he, none is to criticize him. He is very merciful. And he has all qualities. So he has invested all his power, all his mercy,
all his quality,
all
his quality
in the names, especially Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Otherwise, Narayan, Krishna, Damodar, there are so many. So, when Ajamil, not Ajamil, Ajamil, when he heard this all dialogue between Jamaraj and Narayan, it was first Namabhas. At that time, he wanted to touch the feet of whole
Vishnu Dut,
Narayan Dut. But at once they are
disappeared.
And after that, he heard from Narayan
Dutu,
the glories of name, and then went to Haridwar.
Give up everything, went to Haridwar. Chhado gharwar, chalo Haridwar.
And then there he was chanting Narayan, Narayan. And there when he became Sukhmani, four same Narayan came to him
with chariot,
and they told, now you are pure, you can come and see
in chariot.
Chariot, yes, yes.
So
airplane.
First name was Namabha, and same Narayan came and told, now come, you are pure. And then he went to Narayan.
No.
Today, our class is finished here. Prahlad Charitra, Chitraketu Maharaj Upakhyan. Tomorrow,
be all ready.
Oh. When is initiation?
Jaja Radharana Hari.
Announce, announce.
Announce.
Wait, wait, how's the announcement everywhere?
We have an announcement for the devotees.